B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Sponsored by Amazon. Amazon's hiring. They got boxes full of what's important. Be packed up and delivered, and so enjoy benefits. Flexible shifts. Go to Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. It's the holiday season. Go yeah. for it, LBF.
A okay.
few extra bucks.
Yeah.
Why not?
What I'm interested have? In a sports story.
Oh, what?
Which is rare.
Wow.
But you'll know why once I tell
you. Sports is cool.
I do. Today I do.
I like it. I can't wait. All right, we'll find out. Brian, what do you got?
I have a story about a guy who's on E! Television, who's also a sports star.
Oh, another sports story.
But he did a nice thing for somebody, an actual Good Samaritan. Stopped to help somebody with a
somebody on
car.
E?
Yeah.
On E, okay.
You might know him from being a quarterback in the
okay.
NFL as well.
I didn't know he was on E. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're on E, you should fill up, by the way. Just saying. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dad joke
yeah.
alert.
Wow.
I want to see if you're awake.
Wow.
All right. So,
all
LBF,
right.
real
yeah.
quick. You said you're going to avoid news and you want to escape. You're just, you're,
yeah.
you're electioned out. Well, I've got the awesome, most awesome escape on Netflix. Highly recommend this show. It's back. It's our family's fave, and I'll tell you about it coming up.
Okay.
All
so,
right.
why am I interested in this sports story?
Mm.
Well, when a pitcher buys beers for four people at four bars this
yeah.
past weekend, I'm interested. John Lester, who, according to my research,
yeah.
was
oh,
a
yeah.
Red Sox player.
Yeah, John Lester.
He works for the Chicago Cubs. I think he's in the,
not for long.
Yeah,
I
know. He's
leaving.
A free agent.
He's a free agent.
So he went out on a high note and he bought actually a total $47,000 worth of beers between Friday and Saturday, which included $31,000 tab on Miller Lights and $16,000 in gratuity because it was a 34% tip. That's his number.
Holy cow. What a nice guy. Why don't we get players like that?
You should do that one day.
What's that?
Just,
pitch?
No.
Okay, good.
Five rounds.
I will. Someday. You stay tuned.
Okay.
Give me some Lester money.
Isn't
agent.
That nice?
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah,
I like
love
to
John Lester.
So see?
And Brian's got another great
good
athlete
guy.
In the news doing good things.
Yeah, so last yeah. week down in Gainesville, Texas, somebody was at the old Pack and Mail, and their car wouldn't start.
Pack and Mail.
So the guy who was parked next to him said, well, let me go into the Pack and Mail and buy some jumper cables. He went in, bought some jumper cables. That guy was Terry Bradshaw.
Really?
He went out, hooked up the guy's car to the jumper cables. It's tough to hear in the audio, but this is what happened when he started the guy's car.
After that, okay. There you go.
Very hard to hear.
That's Terry.
Terry Bradshaw putting his arms up in the air going, touchdown!
Touchdown,
when the car
Terry
started.
Bradshaw. See, he's a good guy.
What a good guy.
He bought the cables?
He had to
yeah.
go buy jumper
that's,
cables.
That's the nice
place.
Part.
That
right?
is nice.
Yeah.
That's above and beyond.
Yes, it is above and beyond.
I'm going
mean,
to say, I don't think Tom Brady would jumpstart your car. I'm just saying.
I think he'd call somebody
my
for
car anytime.
Yeah, you
that's
you.
Funny.
She'd be just sitting there like, my car won't start.
I need a job.
No,
need a
I'm too old for that now. They'd be like, listen, lady.
Yeah. Call AAA.
Yeah, right. Don't you have AAA?
Bye. Okay. So if you want to escape all the madness it is sure to ensue after, during today, after today, probably for the next month,
yeah.
the way this is going, the way it looks now. How about some escape? Go to Netflix, and if you haven't seen Somebody Feed Phil, it's on its fourth season. Now, Phil Rosenthal was the writer-producer of Everybody Loves Raymond, which was really based on his life.
Yeah.
He was the mad genius of one of the great shows. So he's such a fun, likable guy, and I believe you watched a few episodes.
I love him.
It's great, right?
It's great.
Well, he's back with a new season. What he does is he goes to cities all over the world and just samples their food, goes to restaurants, you know, and does some of their...
His interactions
you know,
with people are
yeah.
so sweet.
Yeah, and he goes to places you wouldn't go to normally, right?
Yes.
So this year he's going to Rio de Janeiro, San Francisco,
oh.
Singapore. I'm fascinated with Singapore. the Mississippi Delta. Probably some catfish down there, some jambalaya. And Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii's
nice. Fun.
Like, pick good places.
No, yeah, he's no fool. No fool. Bill was sending his friend. I don't think so. It's a great escape. So check that
out. It is. You're absolutely right.
It's called Somebody Feed Phil. We started season one. Just go through. Speaking of escapes.
Oh, these two.
How about this guy? How about these two, huh? Get a room. I was tired of my lady. Yesterday. A high of 42. That's it. Partly cloudy, down to 30 tonight. Freezing. And
what?
52. I know. So that was the escape song, Pina Colada.
Yeah, those two are terrible people and deserve each other.
You know all they needed to do?
What's that?
I mean, they weren't happy with each other. They were tired of each other spending too much time. You could tell, right? They were bored. Well, there's a country singer out there. His name's John Party.
Yeah.
Party. Who offers some advice for couples who are spending too much time together in quarantine. He suggests get a room. Go to a hotel. Check in for the night. Get out of the house. His words, not mine. And get down.
Ew!
How about that for advice?
Well, I mean...
Huh?
I guess if that's what you want to do. It seems like an expensive thing to do.
Rooms are cheap now.
Yeah, you can get a room cheap. Get a room. That's all that couple needed in that song.
They wanted to get a room with other people. That's actually a good idea.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, if you're that sick of the person. I'm not sick of Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's fun.
He's funny, this guy. He's given more advice. A woman said her husband only gives her 1 hour notice before he runs off to go hunting for the entire weekend. Can you put a stop to that? He said the answer is no.
What?
He said that's a tough one. Maybe cook his favorite meal before he leaves, something he can't resist, or just take his guns.
Yeah, how about a buckshot where it counts?
Wow. He gives her an hour notice he's going hunting for the weekend.
So, yeah, wow. I would be like, I'm giving you an hour notice that I'm going to a hotel all weekend. By myself or not? I don't know.
Going hunting for a new outfit.
That is it
right there. For a new man.
There it is. See, it all came together.
Did. John Party's advice. Cook him a meal. Get out of here. Go sing your country song.
I think it was half right, the hotel thing. Yeah, just saying. Okay.
Well, we have an update.
Dirty laundry.
On our little friend Johnny Depp. Get it?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, we have an update on Johnny Depp and the libel suit against him. And boy, this is a relationship that they should have really gone their separate
room.
Ways.
Get a room.
Yeah.
Or go hunting.
Yeah, hunting. Anything. Oh, my God.
All right. That's coming up in 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.